Many faith-based organizations run meal programs and help people find jobs and housing. Some of those organizations are assisted by older Christian couples who travel around the country in RVs. For months at a time, they volunteer for projects ranging from construction to odd jobs. One such group spent this month in rural Wisconsin. From member station WUWM in Milwaukee, Annalise Hensel reports.
It's a sunny, crisp morning in the countryside near Walworth, Wisconsin. Four men, all in their 60s and 70s, are re-roofing a small apartment building for people with physical disabilities run by a local Christian organization. One of the volunteer roofers is Bill Martin, a 77-year-old retiree from the Ford Motor Company.
This is the worst part of the roof because of the prevailing weather pattern here. And so we're having to do patchwork and then put new roofing over top of it even.
The men and their wives are part of the non-denominational organization, ARVIX. That's short for Roving Volunteers in Christ's Service. They travel around the United States to work at Christian facilities like schools, nursing homes, and camps. Before becoming a volunteer, Gene Schwar ran a construction business in Chicago.
I gave up roofing about 20 years ago because it was too much work, and then I joined ARVIX and started over again.
The Schwars are among close to 150 couples scattered at ARVIX projects all over the country. The Smithville, Texas-based ARVIX office sends the volunteers to each worksite for 1 month at a time. The couples pay their own way and travel in their own RVs. Barb and Clen Kent have lived on the road year-round for 5 years, working on close to 30 ARVIX projects.
This is our home. It's a 34-foot Holiday Rambler fifth-wheel trailer with two extensions. And this is a bathroom and a bedroom. That's a queen-size bed.
The trailer does feel homey, with honey-colored woodwork inside, a comfortable couch, and a kitchen as big as in some apartments. The Kents even travel with pots of flowers to put outside their door at each stop to remind them of the yard they once tended in Gillette, Wyoming. The Kents have done everything from cleaning bat droppings out of cabin walls to sewing hundreds of yards of curtains. During their Wisconsin stay, they're mostly working construction, helping Inspiration Ministries build an addition to its assisted living center. Tim Schnacki says his ministry, which relies heavily on donations, planned the budget for the addition's electrical and phone wiring with the volunteers in mind.
We talked about our phone company. We said, can you, when you bid the price, just bid the cabling separately. It was $1,500 or something just to run cabling. Right off the bat, we just saved that much money.
The ARVIX volunteers believe that by helping such Christian facilities, they're serving the Lord. But life on the road also satisfies what the workers call hitch itch, the desire not to stay in one place for too long. But it's not all work. Volunteers do some sightseeing, and nights are set aside for board games, potluck dinners, and Bible study. These volunteers say they've become a second family in a sense, so they make a point to celebrate all holidays, anniversaries, and birthdays.
I'm glad you didn't put enough candles out for all my years. You'd have to get a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Gary, Indiana native Carmela Oliver enjoys the fellowship, but during a lunch break, she warns it's not a life she'd recommend to all retirees.
If the couple doesn't get along, that is not the way for them to live, because you're in living in a small area and you're close and you have to love each other
and learn to share a bathroom.
Yes.
This group of workers stationed in Wisconsin will split up at month's end. Some couples will take the summer off, resuming work in the fall. Others will move to new work sites. Projects are already lined up for the rest of this year and into next. For NPR News, I'm Annalise Hensel in Walworth, Wisconsin.